Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Let's chat some running now on the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us, and we head back to upstate New York. Fran Vincent joins us. Fran, welcome back. Nice to chat.
Thanks, Brad. It's great to be here.
Fran, you've said that running is your strongest of the three disciplines now. For it to be your strongest, you must really enjoy running.
Well, you know, running really isn't my strongest discipline. I'd say that biking is, and I need to learn to love running more than I currently do.
As far as the run goes, whether you like it or not, triathlon is a running sport. And you mentioned in our first chat that as you get older, the more difficult it is to maintain the sort of gains and get faster. It's you almost feel like you're fighting a losing battle. Is that most prevalent in the run?
Yeah, without a doubt it is. You know, I just feel like running is so much more taxing on the body than swimming and biking is. You know, it's catabolic in nature. So, after a run, I just feel like, wow, everything aches. And it aches the next morning. I don't feel that after a swim and a bike. So, you know, the running is something that I am really struggling with right now.
What are some of the things you are doing to try and counteract that?
Well, I'm really good about using restorative practices. I use compression. Sometimes on a long run, I'll wear compression socks, compression tights. And I know the research doesn't necessarily support the use of it, but it just feels good to me. I definitely use compression for recovery. I love my roller, my foam roller I use all the time. I also get regular massage. I love Epsom salt baths, especially after, you know, a tough weekend of working out. I just feel like, wow, I'm a new person after I get that Epsom salt and the magnesium gets into my body. I'm probably not as good with stretching as I should be, but even just making sure that I get at least 7.5 hours of sleep a night, and then good nutrition too. Key. It's absolutely key.
As far as the sort of quantity and the amount you're running, are you finding that you're battling to maintain volume?
I think it's more I don't know. That's a good question. I just do what's on my schedule, and I'd say I usually have about maybe 25 to 30 miles of running a week, so it's not super high volume. I feel like if you are a really strong biker, it's going to help your run quite a bit, especially how your legs feel, you know, when you get off the bike and into the run. So I really feel like, gosh, if I can, my emphasis really is probably more on the biking than on the running. I hope that's not misplaced.
You mentioned when we chatted about your bike that you love doing long rides. Are you the same about running? What's your favorite run workout?
You know, this is going to sound crazy, but I really like the track workouts a lot. I love a long run as well. I'm not fast, but there's something just very satisfying about getting out on a track early in the morning. It's just you and the track and really just kind of turning the motors on to see what you have. And it hurts for sure. You know, not really joint wise, but just breath wise. But I just really like that feeling. I get a lot of satisfaction out of a track workout.
What's your favorite workout to do on the track?
Either quarter mile repeats or half mile repeats.
How many of those would you do?
Probably 6 to 8.
Enjoy. rather you than me, Fran. Thanks. Brilliant.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? There are workouts, and I'm not proud to admit this, that I've been out on the track and I've just felt so defeated that I've stopped midway and said, damn it, I'm done. And then I'll just kind of run home with my tail between my legs.
Sometimes
it can be very humbling out there.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you need to do that. You need to know when to call it quits, walk away, and come back and fight another day, I guess. I think that's often we flog ourselves so hard and we end up doing damage because we feel like we have to do it. But sometimes when things aren't clicking, they're just not clicking.
You know what? That's true. And I like the way you put that because, you know, I think of that as such a failure. And when really to know that, gosh, my body has had enough, that really isn't failure at all. I think that's a sign of maturity at the age of 55. I'm finally reaching maturity. That's awesome.
Brilliant. Fran, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. And I look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition strategy and what you do, not just from a racing perspective, but in your life and keeping yourself healthy and fit from a nutrition perspective. But we'll save that for next time if that's good.
Great. That sounds great. Thank you so much, Brad. Great talking to you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theconaedge.com/running seminar.